Hi, I'm Hilary and this is Adept English. We're currently working on a course 2. So if you've been thinking about buying course 1, now might be a really good time to do it so that you've got chance to work on course 1 and you'll be ready for when we release course 2 for sale. Why not use it to give your English language learning a big boost? Let's do some simple phrases today. How do you say goodbye in English? Well, there are lots of ways. Of course, there is always goodbye. This is commonly what you see written down. It's polite. I notice I say it at the end of each podcast. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. But it's a little bit formal for ordinary conversation. It's the same with farewell. I'll say farewell. It would be understood, but it's a bit formal English for most situations. You can shorten goodbye to bye, which is fine, that would do. It makes it a bit more informal. If you say bye-bye, that's like what little children say. Instead of that, you could use all sorts of different informal phrases that people in the UK say to each other to say goodbye. Have a great day sounds quite American, but that would do. That would be okay. British people might say, have a good day or have a nice day, but that bit more reserved. To wish someone a great day perhaps feels a little bit too much for us Brits. Another phrase which we say all the time as we're leaving someone, take care. This means go carefully. Don't have any accidents or bad things happen to you. Another useful one is see you soon. Sometimes people say this when they know that they're probably not going to see the other person again. Like when you've been on a training course and you know that you'll never see these people again. People say, see you soon, as though they're pretending it's not really going to happen. It's a sort of polite thing in a way. See you later is similar. Of course, see you soon or see you later may also be used when you actually do expect to see the person again, even if it's not that soon or not later that day. You can also say so long or have a good one, or a common way to say goodbye if you really want to be nice to the person and give a good impression. You take something that they've told you they're going to do later on and you wish them well with it. So if they've told you that they're going out for the evening, you can say have a lovely evening. Or if they've told you they're going for a sauna, you could say enjoy your sauna or enjoy your evening out or whatever it is. This one is particularly good if you have to serve customers and you want to be charming. Sometimes we might even use a word from a different language. Ciao from Italian is quite a popular thing to say, or adieu, or even au revoir. All of these would be understood by most people. So let's practice as I end this podcast. This will be a long goodbye. Goodbye. Bye. Or bye-bye, have a nice day, take care, see you soon, see you later even, so long, have a good one, enjoy the podcast, ciao, adieu, au revoir, or even auf Wiedersehen. Enough for now, have a lovely day, speak to you again soon, goodbye.